Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. We got some very important stuff lined up for you straight ahead. We got our good buddy Doug Barry back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is Senior International Trade Specialist at the U.S. Commercial Services, which is a division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug has been talking to us for many years now about how the commercial services help small business owners do exporting and expand their markets around the world. And he's our good friend. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I feel so senior this morning that I have to have an extra cup of coffee.
Exactly. Senior international trade specialist as opposed to junior, which I think you were when we first started working with you, 20, 30 years ago, you were junior, I think, in those days.
Yeah, I think
but anyway,
I was still in short pants.
There you go. No, it hadn't been that long, folks. And he's here with a very important announcement, ladies and gentlemen, and Doug, I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm going to let you tell the audience what's coming up.
Well, finally, Jim, after a couple of years percolating, we have a book that we're publishing in a few weeks, and it's called The Basic Guide to Exporting. Now, that's not a terribly exciting title, not like Lessons from the Mouse.
But it cuts to the chase.
But it cuts to the chase, and it tells you what it is.
Yep. I like Occam's razor kinds of things. The simplest solution is usually the best. The simplest explanation is usually the best. So this, tell us what a basic guide to exporting is.
Well, as you know, Jim, being on your show for all these years, longer than Moses and Medusa, I've been talking and you've been talking about the importance of getting more small businesses into the international business game. And this takes all of the practical suggestions that we've been talking about for years and puts it into book form. And in the 17 chapters, there's everything that your listeners need to know to be successful in selling their products overseas.
Does it include how to work with? And I've seen. It's been a while since I looked at you. You sent me the galleys, and I did look over, but I'm trying to remember. It includes how to work with your organization too, right?
Yes, it does. One of the chapters, or really throughout the entire book, we try to point the readers in the direction of U.S. government and other government assistance that's largely available for free. It's been out there for a long time, and it's going to be very useful for especially helping find buyers, but also in taking care of the other dimensions of getting your product from your factory or workplace to your buyer, your new buyers overseas.
Right. And absolutely, and so, folks. And by the way, this is the 10th edition of this, right?
The 10th edition, but it's completely redone.
Yep.
And completely rewritten. And there's some new chapters, one of which is on websites, how to create or modify your current website so it's more friendly and accessible to buyers from outside the country. And it has updated on all the new regulations concerning exporting your products overseas. And I think the best feature, and you might agree, are these case studies.
We have absolutely.
18 of them.
Absolutely.
Scattered throughout the book. And they really are a tribute, I think, to the genius that is the American inventor and entrepreneur. All of them. All 18 of them. And they include companies such as the woman that has created a dog shampoo business that has done great in this country, and now she's busy all over the world thanks to our help. There's the guy who makes fiberglass dome houses who's now very busy in India. There's even legacy companies, and by that I mean companies that have been in business for a long time, in this case in Pittsburgh, there's a company that has been making manhole covers for about 80 years, and they've started selling outside the country. But the genius for them is in the way they market the product.
Well, the one of my favorite stories, and I don't think it's in your book, but one of my favorite stories is the Tennessee Salsa Company. They make salsa in Tennessee, and their best customers are in Mexico.
Yeah,
I love that story. That's not. I don't think that's in the book this time, though, is it?
It's Coles to Newcastle and ice cubes to the Eskimos.
Exactly.
It shows you there can be a market for what you're making that's popular here anywhere in the world.
Absolutely. Doug, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Doug Barry is our guest, Senior International Trade Specialist with the U.S. Commercial Services Division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. 20 till.
I seen your picture. Your name and lights above it. This is your big debut.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and there's ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas, bringing us back. It's Rough Boy. It's one of their ballads, kind of a ballad. It's pretty unusual for that band, but it's one of their best ones. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find all the things that we do here, the show and the archives and the articles and the brain trust and the newsletter and the blog and on and on and on. Lots and lots of stuff to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We built it for you, exactly for you, so you could be successful with the information without having to ask anybody or tell anybody that you don't know something. If you don't know something and you want to find out what it means, what it is, you can go to our websites and we'll help you do that. And also, don't forget our knowledge base, which also helps you with all this, and that's askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Doug Barry is our guest, and he has made considerable deposits to our websites over the years, and depositing his wisdom and perspectives and tips and best practices, primarily in the area of trade, international trade, exporting from the United States to other countries. And Doug, with the dollar being, by the way, folks, Doug is with the U.S. Commercial Service, and which is a division of the Department of Commerce. Doug, with the dollar being weak as it has been for the last few years, it's really been a good time for U.S. exporters, hasn't it?
It's been a great time, Jim. And, trade right now, U.S. exports to the rest of the world, is one of the bright spots of the entire domestic economy. And ZZ Top is helping us.
Exactly.
they're selling those CDs all over the world, and when they go abroad on their tours, that's money in their pockets and therefore in the U.S. economy.
And they bring it back. That's exactly. They bring it all the way back to Texas, and sometimes they sprinkle it across the rest of the country. Tell the audience the statistics on small business involvement with exporting. Do you remember those numbers offhand?
I do. The small business sector is responsible for 93% of all U.S. exports. And not the value. The value is around 50%.
So the dollar value is about half.
Yes, it's about half of that. But I think the big story here is that it's the small and medium-sized enterprises that are the major exporting force in the country right now.
Think about that, folks. More than nine out of ten companies in the United States that export are small and medium companies.
That's right. And there's 237,000 U.S. exporters last year, which on the surface sounds good, but it's still a little bit less than 2% of all enterprises in the United States. And it's only growing by about 3 or 4% a year, and that compares with the the value of the exports, which is growing by 23% a year. So we need to get more U.S. companies in the game. The climate, the environment is as good as it's ever been, and more of them need to get in, and we can help them if first they get this book, The Basic Guide to Exporting.
Right. What's that going to cost?
$19.95.
And how are they going to be able to buy it?
They can buy it now, today, through the government printing office. Their website is gpo.gov. And starting in 3 weeks, they'll be able to find it at their local bookstore.
Right, and of course, we'll be telling people about it too. And this is a very important work, folks, that I'm very happy to be able to tell you, to have Doug on to tell you about it, because I really think this is an outstanding tutorial, an outstanding guide to help you get educated. You know, Doug, over the years, I've told my audience that I really just wanted them to at least just start the education process. Just start reading. Just start thinking. Start making a phone call. Go visit a commercial services division, one of your 100 or so around the country. Go talk to people who can help you get get conditioned or imprinted on what it takes. What would be the first step? What's the second step? What's the third step? How do I get my money? How do I make contacts? Ask those kinds of questions, and don't, without any specific plan maybe to do anything today, but just become familiar with it. And I think your new book will really help people get a jump start on that.
Well, I think so too, Jim. And I think the main thing is to have your listeners think if their sales are pinched a little bit now in these troubled economic times, think long term. Diversify the markets a little bit. Remember, you've got Canada just over the border to the north and Mexico just over the border to the south. And you have a North America Free Trade Agreement, which means if the products that you make are mostly made of components and labor in the United States, it's duty-free to those places, which gives you a 8 or 9% price advantage right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 14 other free trade agreements with countries around the world. So think about those countries.
And hopefully more coming. I'd like to think we could have more coming. That'll depend on how, I think a lot of that will depend on how the election goes. But we need to have more, folks. We need to have more free trade agreements. The United States, as big as it is, has very few trade agreements compared to other countries. It's not uncommon for other countries to have 100 trade agreements, and we've got 14, as Doug said. We're going to take a quick break. Doug Barry is our guest, and he's here to talk to us about his new book, the new book from the U.S. Commercial Service, A Basic Guide to Exporting. You can pre-order it right now. What is that? That's gpo.gov. Is that right, Doug?
That's right, Jim.
gpo.gov, the government printing office. And in 3 weeks, you can buy it from Amazon. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. There's Steely Dan bringing us back. That's Doug Barry on lead guitar, by the way. Doug is senior. I know. They're exporting too, aren't they? Steve, everything's an export, folks. When Doug's like a surgeon or a carpenter, right, Doug? Everything's.
I think I'm like a broken record, Jim.
To a carpenter with a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? To a trade specialist with a book, everything looks like an export, right, Doug?
The nail that stands up gets pounded down.
That's
the old Japanese expression.
Doug is here to talk about the book, the 10th edition, but it's all new, folks, on exporting, A Basic Guide to Exporting. We're going to keep telling you about this because I really think this is an important addition to your library, folks, and to your reading. Doug, one of my favorite stories about exporting and about having an international strategy to go along with your national strategy. I used to have a client when I was a consultant back in the 90s, and I had a client that was a regional distributor. They distributed over a couple of states, and parts of a couple of states, but over the years they'd acquired some international contacts. And little by little, they grew their international business. This was a small regional company, family-owned company, 50 employees. And yet they were doing quite a bit of international trade, shipping their products to places overseas. And when the local economy went in the tank for a while, that's the only thing that kept them from going under, the international.
Yes, this is a common story. And, Jim, you're also in international business now, whether you know it or not. See, I knew
I
this would come around to you.
it's always about me, Doug.
It's always about you. And you have a website, which is accessible anywhere in the world. And because you communicate effectively, we know what you do. And there's probably thousands of folks out there in countries around the world that have access to your information.
Something under a billion, I think.
Under a billion, exactly. We have 5.1 billion or something in the world now, and it's growing all the time. All those consumers are out there.
Yep.
95% of the world's consumers are outside the United States. So if you have a site and it's accessible by the search engines and you have thought about how to position it on those search engines, you're going to be getting orders. You'll be getting inquiries from overseas, and you need to know how to respond to them. Are they credible? You know, who are they?
Speaking of which, Doug, you were talking about that the guide includes how to do a website. Will it talk to people about whether they should be concerned about the language that the website is in?
Yes, it does. And you don't have to, of course, translate everything into the language of your prime target audience, but it would be nice to make sure that the English, at least, is easily comprehensible,
and no local jargon. You know, much to the French's chagrin, to the chagrin of the French, Doug, English is the international language of business, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep, it certainly is, and that's why you don't have to go to a lot of trouble to translate your site, although certainly you could have a page in Spanish or a page in Chinese. That would be helpful. And, you know, you might think about putting a currency converter there. So when people are trying to figure out what the price of your goods is in yen or euros, they can easily do that. And
which is just a little widget that you can find and put on your website.
That's true. It's very easy to do.
Yeah. Won't the credit card processing folks, won't they take care of that, though, if you do business internationally?
Yes, they will. You know, the terms can be payment in advance.
Yeah.
And now there, a lot of people have credit cards all over the world. Not everywhere. In Japan, the number of credit cards and the use of the cards is still quite low. But through your bank, there are alternative payment processes, and you can easily learn about those. And there's a whole chapter in the book devoted to how to finance your buyer and how to deal with the terms of payment.
Including using intermediaries to help you get your money and all that sort of thing.
Yes, all of that stuff. In fact, some of the larger U.S.-based express carrier businesses have a collection service where they'll actually collect the money for you when the package arrives at your buyer's.
So you don't have to worry about having your goods taken from you without getting payment. The book is called A Basic Guide to Exporting. Doug Barry is our guest. He's the guy who's been responsible for putting this out with the U.S. Commercial Service. Doug, will you come back next time? Let's talk about some of those case studies.
Happy to do it, Jim.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Doug, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, folks,
gpo.gov, that's where you can go to find the book today, and at Amazon in about 3 weeks. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.